Welcome to the Holy, Healthy Christian Moms Podcast. I'm your host, Erin Kay, certified biblical health coach. I've been unmistakably called by Jesus to help Christian moms add energy to their days and reignite passion to their purpose as holy, healthy Christian moms.
Hey, ladies. Welcome. Today's Talk About Tuesday is Fear of the Leap or the Shadow. And we all go there, right? We all go there with fear. We know the song Fear is a Liar, and we know that, but that doesn't mean that it doesn't creep in. And it doesn't mean that we're immune to those feelings of fear, because we're humans, right? We're human beings, and we are exposed to all kinds of feelings. And it's what we do with those feelings that makes a difference. And it's what we do with those feelings, how we react, how we don't react, that helps us to live in truth and in the spirit of the gospel. Anytime we want to think that it's bad to feel fear, it's bad to feel jealousy, it's bad to fear, in any of those emotions that we typically tie a negative response to, I want you to go back and I want you to remember that Jesus was fully human. So if Jesus was fully human, he felt these same things too. He felt fear. He felt anger. He felt all these emotions that as a society we deem as negative or bad or harmful. When instead, if we shift, and I'm doing a little kind of background on emotion and emotional health before I get into the topic today. If we shift our perspective, and understand that fear and all these other emotions that have these connotations attached, okay, the emotions aren't negative. They don't have that kind of attachment. They are what they are. However, we have the opportunity to accept those emotions as a gift. Emotions, no matter what they are, any emotion, any feeling is a gift for us to use to glorify God. It is a gift for us to see where our weak spots are. It is a gift to see where we need growth, where we need truth. So shift your perspective when you're feeling these kinds of emotions to accept them as a gift, and then ask God how you can use them moving forward. All right, so fear of the leap or the shadow. And what I mean by that is we as moms can sometimes feel stuck in this purgatory state where we know that we are destined for more, that we are created for more, we were made for more. However, we're afraid to take that leap of faith, that leap into our greater being and our greater self, knowing that God is leading us there, but we have some kind of fear. Those fears typically stem from fear of failure, which is essentially fear of success. So the fear, we can either be looking forward and be fearful of jumping forward and jumping off the cliff, not knowing what's underneath us or not knowing what's to come. I did that very much when I started this business. I totally stepped out of my realm of comfort into a place where I know that the Spirit was guiding me, and left not knowing, but that's where that faith comes in. Or our fear can stem from us looking backwards, where we get so caught up in the shadow that's behind us and that's attached to us. We get so caught up in the shadow and what our past is trying to tell us, what our past experiences are bringing to us. And sometimes those past experiences can be incredible and give us that confidence that we need. But when we're talking about fear, those past experiences that are married into our shadow can be crippling. They can be what holds us back. You know, they can be almost like a straitjacket holding us back from moving forward in truth and in light, okay, which is what the Gospels tell us to do. Those shadows can be emotional trauma from childhood, physical abuse, mental abuse. You know, maybe you had parents that were abusive. Maybe you were in an abusive marriage. Maybe you had friends in high school that were really, really mean to you, and high school was just a horrible traumatic experience for you. Maybe something happened in college. Maybe something happened with childbirth. All kinds of things can wrap us and tangle us up in bondage and in fear. As you're coming on, say, hey, let me know you're here. But I want us to speak some truth into this, into our fears of leaping forward and our fears of, you know, of that have us tied back to the past in our shadows. Okay, so I'm going to share with you some scripture from 2 Timothy. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, and y'all know this verse, but I'm going to give you some context to help you understand it even on a deeper level. For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, but a spirit of power, of love, and of self-discipline. So right here, we have it, and sometimes we read that. Some translations said God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he also didn't give us a spirit of timidity. So what that means is if you are standing on the ledge and you're having fears about moving forward, someplace where it is very clear that the Holy Spirit is guiding you, and you are feeling difficulty making that leap, like you're timid, like, oh, I don't know what's going to happen, or I don't know what's going to happen if I detach my shadow like Peter Pan, who will I be without this long trail of shadows of past experiences? What happens if I cut them off? And you're scared and you're fearful and you're timid about making that big change, we can look right here to scripture and say, for God did not give me that spirit. God did not give me a timid spirit. God did not give me a spirit to fear where he's calling me, to fear what's happened to me in my past. But dadgummit, he gave me a spirit of power to cut off my shadow that's weighing me down, to leap forward in love, and to be self-disciplined as I am moving forward with the calling of the Holy Spirit, right? So those feelings of timidity and those feelings of fear, those are a gift for us to say, I need to be in the scripture more, and I need to be looking to see what it is that God's wanting me to do, because God is not wanting me to be timid or fearful. So what is it that he's wanting me to do, and how can I move forward in faith? What do I need to do to get deeper ingrained in my relationship with Jesus Christ? I'm going to give you a little bit of background on 2 Timothy and what this book is about, and I wish that we spent more time learning about 2 Timothy. And I'm going to get a little emotional talking about it, because it's a beautiful letter. And the theme of this book is to guard the gospel. We need to guard the gospel with all of our being. And if we're guarding the gospel with all of our being, and we truly have it ingrained in every fiber of our being, we can feel those feelings of fear and feel those feelings of timidity and say, that's not of God and that's not me. Lord, I'm ready to leap. Take me. Send me. You know, that's him. Here I am, Lord. But this book, 2 Timothy, was about, was written by Paul. Okay, so it was written by the Apostle Paul, and this is believed to have been his last letter. It was written in around 64 after Christ's death, AD. And it is a very different, the way that it is written is very different than the other letters that Paul wrote. This letter was deeply personal, and it was almost like his last will and testament. And he's writing this letter to Timothy, because Paul had been arrested. And Paul had been arrested. It was when Nero was in charge, and he was just like crazy man leader, and he was persecuting Christians and putting them in prison where they were harmed. You know, it was not like a, oh, you're getting locked up and there's your TV. And, you know, it was a brutal, brutal situation. So the other letters that Paul had written in the scriptures were very businesslike, very, you know, like the CEO is coming to you and telling you how to live, you know, and being very firm, versus this letter. He's writing to Timothy, and it's like his last will and testament. And he is being very personal. And it is 2 Timothy is like Paul's statement of faith. You know, like if you're being, depending on what denomination you are, a Baptist or Presbyterian or whatever, when you have to give your statement of faith, either when you're getting baptized or becoming a member of the church, that's essentially what 2 Timothy is and what 2 Timothy is offering. It's a very personal look into Paul as he knows that his death is coming. And he's turning over the church to Timothy. Essentially, he's turning it over to Timothy to go forth and make disciples of all nations. And there's fear on either side of this, right? There's probably fear for Paul, as you know, as he is in chains and having to write these letters. And then there's fear for Timothy of, hold your horses, Paul. You're entrusting me with the gospel. And Timothy was a young man. You know, he wasn't, you know, super experienced, which goes back to 1 Timothy, where he says, you know, don't let anyone look down on you because you're young. He's telling Timothy that. And that was probably a fear. So whatever your fear is, think about it in the terms of 2 Timothy, of God speaking deeply to you, say, no, I have equipped you with a spirit of power and a spirit of love. I have given you everything you need to make that leap over the canyon, and I will not let you fall. I have given you everything you need to cut ties with that shadow that has been following you around for decades and decades. Will you trust me? I know you don't have all the answers right now, but I will give them to you in the right time, right? Doesn't God always show up? We aren't meant to have all the answers all the time. We are meant to have the answers that we need to make the next step. And I can tell you, I can promise you that God does not want you living in fear. He has a beautiful future for you, a future of abundance. Future to prosper you and to not harm you. But we have to have faith and release that fear. And if we're feeling that fear and we're feeling that timid spirit, we need to dig in to figure out where it's coming from, why it's arising, and what it's connected to. That's what I'm here for, to help you all who are feeling stuck, like you're on this hamster wheel, like you can't break free from the shadows and you're too afraid to take the leap and you're just spinning around, knowing that you were created for more, knowing that you aren't meant to live in a body that is overweight, knowing that you weren't meant to live with these voices in your head that are telling you aren't good enough, that you'll never be, that you'll never do, you'll never see, you'll never accomplish, you aren't this, you aren't that, that you'll never have a happy marriage, that you'll never be able to discipline your children the way you want to. That's what I'm here for. I am not the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't ever claim to be, but he has gifted me with the ability to connect with him and you and to be a catalyst on his behalf for you to make those changes that you need to leap over the canyon without hesitation, knowing that he will never let you fall. He has you in the palm of his hand. So I want you guys to really spend some time today focusing in and leaning into your fear. Stop with the distractions. That's another mechanism of not wanting to accept your fears. Stop with the excuses. Cry. Don't we know that the Lord Jesus wipes away every tear? He wants the most vulnerable parts of you so that He can heal you. So spend some time today in those vulnerable places. Let Scripture be your guide. Let Scripture be your interpreter. And pray for freedom from the shadows and a strong parachute for the leap. If this is speaking to you and rocking your world and you are ready to make that leap, I am ready to make that leap with you too. If you need some help kind of deconstructing this, getting on a good path, you're ready to get your life under control, and you know you need someone to kind of help you get on the right path, reach out. Let's have a conversation. I have different programs and different offerings that I can share with you to help you get on that path. It is my passion and it is my calling to help women just like you to overcome. It is my honor to be with you here today. I look forward to having more conversations with you all as we move through this week. Don't forget the Lean Into Lent series is going out later this week. So if you're not on my email list, make sure to get that because it's only going out to email. Because like I've said before, I'm working on pulling you away from the distractions of Facebook. Okay. I love you all. You are, each one of you are beautiful sisters in Christ to me. And I am so thankful that the Lord has knitted you together in my life. And I mean that with all sincerity. So focus in on the Scriptures, focus in on 2 Timothy and the vulnerable, pure nature of Paul's letter to Timothy. And like the theme of that is guard the gospel, guard the gospel, guard the gospel and what it says for you, guard the truth and guard the beautiful, incredible creation who you are. Your shadows don't define you. I want you to hear me say that. Your shadows don't define you. The only one that defines you is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Thanks for tuning in today. If you'd like to find out more information on how to be a holy, healthy Christian mom through free practical advice, group programming, and paid one-on-one coaching, find us on Facebook in the group Holy Healthy Christian Moms, or check out my website, therootedhelpcommunity.com. I look forward to seeing you soon.